Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. A big thanks to all of the guests today, starting with Jeff Mandel and Scott Thompson from Law Forward. We were joined by an expert, Elon Berman, from the American Foreign Policy Council to help us understand the situation in Iran, joined by Indy Gupta to understand what's going on with the big, brutal bill and the Fed's interest rate decision today. And last, but probably most importantly this afternoon, joined by Abigail Swetz of FAIR Wisconsin. She's the executive director there. FAIR Wisconsin advocates for the civil rights of the LGBTQ community. And Abigail, what I want to say to people is, hey, do you have trans kids and you don't live in a state that has gender-affirming care? Come to Wisconsin. We've got it here. We will happily welcome you into our communities. Where can folks find out more about your organization, Abigail?
So our website is fairwisconsin.com, pretty easy to remember. We've got some information there about how to take action, how to sign up for a newsletter, which is how you get action alerts like the one we sent out today to make sure that everyone understood the impacts of this Supreme Court ruling on Wisconsin, which, to be clear, should be nothing. Wisconsin does not have a ban. This does not create one. And also, just going to put it out there again, we know that sometimes these things have impacts that they shouldn't have. And so please, 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 to all the trans kids and their families out there right now, if you are beginning to encounter problems accessing your care, we want to know at FAIR Wisconsin so that we can better advocate for your needs and try and connect you with the resources that you need to get. So we have a tip line always open, and it is testimony@fairwisconsin.com. It's the same way we gather testimony when there is a bill in front of front of the assembly, like the one that attempted to ban healthcare in this state for trans kids, but did not happen, which has also faces a certain veto if it ever goes any further than it is. That is a thing that I want people to really understand. This should have no bearing on Wisconsin. That does not mean it will not have some sort of chilling effect. And we need people to know where to turn if we're beginning to see that, because I want to be able to advocate effectively for our community. And I can only do that if I know what's going on.
And a bridge between my guest, Indy Gupta, and Abigail Swetz. I mentioned at the end of my discussion with Indy that I'm going to be focusing on Black women in the workforce, Black women as movement leaders. I'm also going to be joined by a Black trans woman tomorrow, Ellie Halo. I'm so excited to be talking about that and the risks specifically posed to women's bodies and especially trans women and Black trans women. We're going to have that discussion tomorrow in honor of the Juneteenth Day celebration.
I'm so glad to hear that. That is incredible. Good.
I'm glad to hear that, too. And I'm going to say thanks to my amazing producers and our friend Angela Lang for helping us get in contact with Miss Halo and bring her onto the show to share her knowledge and life experiences with folks. We've got time for a quick call. We've got Susan from McFarland on the line. Susan, do you have a question for Abigail? Please say hello. And what's your thought or question this afternoon?
Hello. I too am sad about everything that's going on and the 988 number being defunded. And I think I actually volunteered on the hotline for single parents at a point in my life. And really, these hotlines are helpful because people have an opportunity to talk about their feelings to somebody they have no personal relationship with, and sometimes they can help. It helps them just get rid of a lot of the angst that they have, and they're very valuable.
Susan, you're a little murky there, so I hopped in. We appreciate you calling. Yes, being able to talk to a safe adult, as you were saying, Abigail, is so critical. According to a 2024 peer-reviewed study in Nature Human Behavior, the researchers at the Trevor Project, found that anti-transgender laws, such as the Tennessee law at issue in this case, directly caused an increase in suicide attempts among transgender youth by up to 72%. My God, truly shocking.
I think the other thing we need to know is that that same research also talked about how even the introduction of such bans is detrimental to the mental health and well-being of our youth. And there is a bill in Wisconsin right now. It will not become law. There is no question. Governor Evers has vowed to veto any bill that comes across his desk that would make our state less welcoming, less safe for LGBTQ plus youth. And even having the conversation with official lawmakers in an official hearing room is already bad for health because it's sending the wrong message to our kids. And so it is so important that the rest of us really step up and are those supportive adults in our trans youth lives.
I'm going to say this. We had an incredibly insightful comment from one of our watchers on Facebook. Thank you to Amber. She says this. Let's not alarm people. Access to crisis services will continue. 988 will continue to function for the foreseeable future. We'll let folks know when it's not. Fair Wisconsin is there. And she says this, gay kids and kids who are fabulously out of alignment with sex stereotypes come from a long line of strong and powerful activists. Let us end there. We stand with our trans youth. You are seen, you are loved. You do come from a long line of incredibly powerful activists. And all of us who see, know, and love you are here to support you. Please reach out to Fair Wisconsin. Abigail, thank you so much for being here on this incredibly important day. Thank you, Amber, watching on Facebook. That's going to do it for me this afternoon. Please call folks that you know in the LGBTQ community. Be a support network. Tell folks that you love them and you stand with them. It's so important today. I stand with the LGBTQIA plus community and every trans youth in Wisconsin and beyond because I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it's always better when we stand together. Take care, y'all.